This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna of Florida said she'll ask the DOJ to investigate Mayor Mike Johnston and the city of Denver over immigration policies. The comment came during a hearing from the House Oversight Committee. Republican lawmakers questioned the mayors of Chicago, New York, Boston, and Denver. Representative Luna also asked Johnston about whether he'd be willing to face arrest or engage in civil disobedience to stop federal immigration enforcement.
Just to be clear, did you also say that you would be willing to go to jail to stop deportation efforts?
I did say that I'd be willing to stand up for all of our residents, and the context was that was the point at which the administration was threatening to deploy the U.S. military to streets of our cities to pull kids out of schools and churches,
Thank
so
you.
We were worried about that.
The mayor's office says Denver has not broken any state or federal laws. They said they've always been willing to cooperate with the federal government in getting violent criminals off the streets. Survivors of sexual assault shared their stories at the state capitol this week about the human toll of delayed DNA results in sexual assault cases.
It takes roughly a year and a half or longer for Colorado to process evidence in sexual assault cases. Miranda Spencer told lawmakers and the Colorado Bureau of Investigation at a town hall that she's been waiting 2 years for her results.
Each day, you feel more and more powerless. Each week, you feel less and less like a human. When my estimated processing time came and went, I spent weeks grasping at straws, attempting to get anyone to listen to me.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation said they would have all 1,407 backlog cases processed by the end of the calendar year. The goal going forward is to have new cases processed within 90 days.
That was Benta Berkland reporting. You are listening to CPR News.